Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Nothing Concrete, the Barbican podcast, here to help inspire more people to discover and love the arts. I'm Binesh Maid, and this week we're looking back into our archive to February 2017 and rediscovering an interview with Danish band Efterklang. In 2012, the band's album Pyramidia dazzled our ears and minds with its exploration of an Arctic ghost town. And it was 4 years later they re-emerged with something that I don't think anybody was expecting, an opera.
Cities of Love.
In the lonely corridors of a Cold War bunker, we can hear echoes of music, of voices and song in Leaves, the colour of falling.
Of course, it was a challenge to enter music far from Wagner, Enrique Strauss and Verdi, for example.
You can say the title of it for me sets the scene quite well. I mean, when falling in love, you can say you're also falling, and beauty has both beauty but also death to it in some sort of way.
Danish pop experimentalist Efterklang and composer Carsten Fundell's radical take on the opera was conceived and staged in a nuclear basement of the former Copenhagen Municipal Hospital. A year after its birth, they rewired this work for the Barbican and other European stages. To help guide us through the labyrinth of their ideas, I spoke to Kasper Clausen, singer, musician and one-third of Efterklang, and was also joined by legendary 70-year-old Danish soprano Lisbeth Belslev. We spoke at different times a few weeks before the concert. I joined the two together with the help of the album of the opera. First, to Kasper.
Before we even wrote the music of Leaves, we knew where the music would be performed. The opera location, which was this emergency hospital in Copenhagen, kind of had like a visual imprint on underneath the ground and in this big, mysterious hospital, emergency hospital with big metal doors and kind of a strange night watch kind of a vibe to it. I think it sort of like definitely infected the music, and we all loved that place. We were sort of scouting for places together with the team around the opera. I mean, we've always liked to work in, you know, make music in odd spaces. And I think, you know, obviously there's some kind of this place just seemed to fit. We were also looking at church rooms and so many different kind of places. But it seemed to be like the kind of darkness of the music in the first sketches that Carsten already had presented for us. And I mean, this opera sort of started also a little bit from the initiative of Carsten Fundell, who asked us whether we wanted to be part of the making of an opera. So it's like a long process of many different people and to get to the point where we are. And even before we were down in the basement, it was sort of like when we were there, boom, it was like, wow, this is an incredible place.
As retired from my professional job, it was a surprise so suddenly, out of nothing, to be offered this job. Carsten Fundahl had not even finished the composing, but listening to examples of his music was a pleasure, so it was easy for me to accept. Of course, it was a challenge to enter music far from Wagner and Richard Strauss and Verdi, for example. But I like at once Fundahl's and also Efterklang's beautiful mix of classical and modern rhythmical music.
And Casper, what's your role within the production? Are you a character?
We are very much like equal characters as the other. I mean, for instance, for me, we are like six singers. You can say five opera singers, like a contratenor, an amazing voice, and a contrabass singer who's like this very tall guy, even taller than me. very, very deep voice, but again, a very classical voice. And we have two sopranos, legend, Lisbeth Belslev, who's been singing a lot of Wagner, and is now 70 years old, and Katinka, who's been touring with Efterklang. So she also sings, you can say. She's been singing both, like, in you can say, normal ways, like I do, but also she has a classical training, and so in this case, she's singing proper opera. And then there's me. So, and then from the musical, the instrumentation, like with Rasmus and Mads, 10 piece. So we try to sort of just be part of it, play with within the band. So it's sort of creating a, you could say, an opera band in a way.
Allow me to quote one of the critics, and he wrote, "In another room you meet a soprano, wonderful played by Lisbeth Balslev." Yeah, he did. He wrote that. "Who sings while cutting firewood? As you pass the room, she stands up right before you and looks firmly into your eyes. Look at me, she sings, for you did this. Her look is both tired and painful. She holds the axe in her hand. I return the look while she thinks, I am the lover who left her as youngster and who she has never forgiven." That tells a lot of the role of who old Isolde is. She thinks, "Now I will flow into nature's circuit. Drop by drop, I will be drained of me. Be no longer me."
It's a form of music that we actually don't know much about, to be honest.
Well, it's an opera, much more present than what I have experienced before.
I personally have a lot of fascination of especially someone like Wagner, you know these like massive pieces of work and the Gesamtkunstwerk, and these, like, you have this feeling that people's been spending their whole life. In his case, kind of did, you can say, sort of like movies before movies were even made. I think we went into it with a kind of pretty blank page. I mean, there's a duality to it because we've worked on this piece with Carsten Fundahl, who comes with much more knowledge. And in a way, you know, he had, you can say, maybe too much knowledge of opera in a way. And from our side, we had, I have to be honest, and it's quite a naive approach to it. And I think we would not have been able to pull that off unless we had someone like Carsten. The two of us together, I think that makes it balanced somehow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Lisbeth, when working with Christian, the director, what guidance did he give you in regards to the role?
We didn't speak very much before we started the rehearsals. I had learned from the artistic director, Harry Kupfer, who came from the Felsenstein School in Berlin. And here you have to go full power in your role. It's actually a sort of brainwashing. Lollik said, for example, "Oh, I would love to see Lisbeth crawl on her knees with the axe in her hand through the whole of her solo." So I crawled. And this is the solo, which we call No Longer Me, yeah? I told him before I wouldn't go on the stage naked, and that's actually all I said. No, I think you have to try, and if it works, you will do it. If it doesn't work, I have always done what they asked me for, because I could. I could do the moving and the singing together.
Anyone who's been listening to this, either whether you're an opera expert or new to it, you can probably hear that it's not normal opera, like it's not a classic opera. And I think that's kind of where Lisbeth is coming from. But what he added to this opera was just this kind of intensity, like you just don't go and buy that. It's like it's just there. You can't, you know, you have to learn it from years and years and years. The intensity of her look and her voice when she's singing, this like falling moments. I think this just was such a incredible gift to have someone like her in the team. We're all kind of the same age, which is a funny thing as well, except from her. So she adds this sort of natural differences. Just that she is kind of like a different age, and at the same time she has this incredible curiosity, which is very admirable for her. It's, I think, like that she is just curious about being part of what we are doing. And also during the course of when we were rehearsing this opera, she just sort of like opened more and more. It sort of started as a little bit of an odd marriage, you can say.
So I was very glad to join the team, the very young team, where I could have been mother and nearly grandmother to my dear colleagues of singers and orchestra members. We had so much fun working together.
He wants leaves, because leaves can fall. Leaves.
And could you describe this work as a song cycle, each song taking a different viewpoint?
I think that's kind of like, that makes sense, because that's like also how we write songs when we write songs for albums, or you can say in comparison to what we've been working on before, even though it's opera and many times you, even myself, have difficulties hearing what the lyrics are actually about. I mean, this vibrato of the opera is very distinct, and it's all the songs been cut out of this massive piece of lyrics. It's not like each song has been written lyrically individually. It's sort of like we got this massive amount of text from the librato and Ursula who wrote that, and we just kind of picked out of that what we wanted. So there is, of course, there's a sort of larger theme and something that combines it, and I still hear that in the record, but it's very true that each song has been sort of crafted on their own.
The theme of loss of identity is there, alongside the idea of love as well. The things we value most as humans?
Yeah, I think you can say the title of it for me sets the scene quite well. I mean, when falling in love, you can say you're also falling, and beauty has both beauty but also death to it in some sort of way. It's been something that we've also worked a little bit with in terms of how we created the music. You sort of constantly throughout the record you will recognize this glissando or this falling tones, which is something that became a kind of musical theme and also something that is definitely highlighted within the lyrics. I mean, as a sort of desperation, admiration for, like, love and beauty somehow dies, and that is what makes them what they are, and they cannot be preserved in a way. And I think there's a certain preservation, like something that we worked with in terms of direction when we were, and the beauty of it is difficult thing to deal with, that these things are just disappearing and falling out. They're like going through the house, you know, they don't stay, they don't articulate themselves.
Maybe the hardest question, how are you going to take something very site-specific and bring it to the different stages?
That's a very good question. I don't know yet. We took the chance because we thought it sort of started when we were done the performance in the basement. We already knew that we really liked the music a lot, and even though it wasn't performed, just also just the music as a listening experience, it sort of felt like something special. So we wanted to document that, and that ended up being the recording of the album that came out. To take that around, we knew that quite quickly, but we didn't want to recreate the sort of basement vibe because it's such a specific location. So what we are trying to do is basically to focus on the music itself, music of the album, and then perform that on a stage in front of many more people than there were present in the basement. So it is really music that we keep quite dear, and I think adding too much layers to it, and especially theatrical layers to it, it just maybe becomes, makes it sort of, takes people away from that experience. That's what we really want. We want to draw people into the music of Leaves.
I haven't been in London for many, many, many years, and I have never been on the Barbican stage. But of course, it's very exciting also to go on tour with all the young people. And I know it is a hard work, but I hope the acoustic is good in Barbican.
But the bottom of the abyss lies another ash grey stone called dark blue ash, or another abyss.
Is this perhaps the most theatrical thing Efter Klang has done?
That's very true. I think you can sense that in the music as well. And I think that's also our approach when we started working on, not to sort of have fear for the drama in opera, because that's really what I feel opera is doing. It is just a ton of drama, and it's too much sometimes, you know. We were kind of, in the beginning of the process, we were sort of stuck with the story, but we kind of let go a little bit on the story and started focusing on the music purely, because that's kind of what we feel we are the best at anyway, to just not necessarily to tell a dramatic story, that a narrative that people should understand, but more to try and catch a feeling and the drama in the music, and sort of let people, you know, find their own stories in it. It's very dramatic, but we hope that it's not creating too much of a narrative, like that's at least, that's never been a part of the intention behind the music. I mean, this is the first time we kind of come out as Efterklang after our last concert. It's also just, for us, it's a nice way of saying we're still here, we're still making things, and we're not done. We're still doing all these things that we used to do with Efterklang, but with a different kind of headspace and a different clearance in our minds. So who knows, maybe we'll be back with a real Efterklang album at some point, who knows. Pleasure to talk to you, Finn.
And the journey continued for Efterklang in 2019 when they released the album Altil Sammen, which my Danish speaking friend tells me means always together. Efterklang have developed a special connection to the audience over the years, and no matter the language of the words, the ambition of the music, often using an orchestra or choir, they always connect straight to the heart of the listener. I'm Ben Eshmaid. Thanks for listening to this archive edition of the podcast. Subscribe to Nothing Concrete on Acast, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a review to help us get the word out.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.